You have reached the phone bill system for the Office of Disciplinary Counsel and the Lawyers Fund for Client Protection. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Otherwise, please listen to and select one of the following. Disciplinary Counsel?
Yeah, hi. We filed a complaint back in October, and we have not heard one response to that complaint.
Who did you file a complaint about?
An attorney named Paul J. Sula, Jr.
Your last name?
It's under Horowitz, Horowitz, Leonard, Leonard.
Okay.
Hi, Jane. What is your last name?
Jane Price.
Jane Price. Okay. My fiance, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, filed a complaint, and I believe I was on that as well, against an attorney named Paul J. Sula, Jr. back in October. And we have not received anything in the mail from you guys or any phone calls, so we're following up with that.
Let me see if it's under your name, otherwise I'd probably need him to call.
Well, he's here with me now.
And what attorney did you complain about?
His name is Paul, P-A-U-L, J, Sula, S as in Sam, U-L-L-A, Junior. It was sent to you guys on 10/25/16. Let's see when it was delivered to you guys. It was delivered. Nothing?
Oh, we have it, yeah.
Okay. What is the status of it? Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay.
I'd need to have Mr. Horowitz on the line.
He's here now.
Okay.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I have that the case was opened, but there. I don't know why it doesn't show it was closed yet.
Why would it
but
be?
It probably should have been, because this case is a repeat. You've made the same complaint apparently a few times.
Oh, actually, there's been new evidence coming all along, just because if something in the past was and in fact, if you look at the record, the ODC chief had said that there's insufficient evidence at the time, the initial withdrawal of the ODC from the complaint occurred. Subsequent to that, we have prima facie evidence of foreclosure fraud, by securities fraud, by fraudulent transfers of mortgage and notes that have been certified by an FBI-trained leading forensic document analyst and handwriting expert, evidencing that the signatures were forged, photocopied, and attached in an altered set of articles.
Okay, you know, I read it. I did look at it all. So I don't know why, but I recommended that that there wasn't any sufficient evidence to open it, and I don't know why that you haven't gotten that closing letter, but I don't see any evidence that you did, so... Or that it went to an investigator.
Jane, the forgeries we didn't have when the first complaint was filed. That was new evidence, and now we have new additional evidence. Mr. Sola is acting as an attorney for a drifter in order to steal our property. But we just found out. We looked at our tax key map. And he actually created a warranty deed and transferred our property into his own name. So now Mr. Sola is on the title of our property while our case is still in appeals. His name is on our property.
And he's concealed his real party interest.
Yeah, like he hasn't told the court that he's still filing in the name of Mr. Hester. Mr. Hester never provided any affidavit.
I don't see that, Alec. Was that allegation made in the complaint?
We just discovered that today.
But we found out yesterday and today.
Another complaint, but the only one I have is a handwriting expert. So it's the new evidence.
Okay.
You know, anybody can get an expert to say anything if you pay enough. So I don't really think that is great new evidence. But if you want to, if you have evidence that the attorney is on title, and that sounds kind of odd, and you can certainly report that.
Could we send it to
you? We've investigated this over and over again. So we did a 22-page report back in 2014.
We never got that.
Yeah, I never got that report from you guys.
We don't get our reports. All our what we do is confidential.
Well, that's how is that fair?
We did a board member review in 2014.
Well, Mr. Soul is also named in a pending grand jury investigation as well. He was actually accused of stealing a family's inheritance. The father wound up dead 3 days after his bank account was emptied. And then they put a hold on the bank account that Mr. Sola created.
Well, you can report that. I mean, you can report anything you think shows unethical conduct. But I don't think that having a handwriting expert is particularly helpful. Because anybody could get an expert to say anything.
Well,
so,
I don't
think it justifies opening a new case or a new investigation.
Have you personally viewed the alleged photocopying of the handwritten signature of Mr. Lee on that document?
I can't remember what I looked at.
Well, any reasonably intelligent person, which I assume you are, would see that it's obviously a photocopied, obviously altered set of documents of articles of incorporation for a sham church. Anyone with any reasonable level of intelligence can see that it's the same exact signature and the alteration of the dates exclusively by Mr. Sulla because the seller, Mr. Lee, had absolutely no cause to forge, alter his own signature and place that into a document filed by Mr. Sola exclusively. So it's
When I did the assessment of the 1025-16 complaint, I just looked at it seemed like the main thing was the declaration about the altered signature. And if you want to make any new complaints, you said you have a new issue with him being on title. You're welcome to make that. But we have investigated this, you know. Two times already.
It's okay because we're actually going to be filing a lawsuit against the state. But we're going to send you at one our final this one that we actually had come to us yesterday when I went on the tax key map and Mr. Sola had transferred it in September while he's still making the claims in the court that he's the attorney. He's just the attorney on the case. So we're going to file something again with you, Jane. And then we're going to see we would like to see the response because we haven't gotten anything for the second case, though you said it should have been closed. We would like to have that as documentation. We're going to need it for our court. So we would like to have the rejection letter on this.
Sure, I'll look into that.
It's evidence. It's
right.
Evidence we need. And also we have we have two FBI investigators who actually looked at the forged documents, and they asked us, well, did you report this to the ODC? Because these are obvious forgeries. And we said, yes. And they said, what was your response? So they still want to see your second letter on those forgeries where you say that you investigated those forgeries and you can't see the forgeries and the document doesn't prove anything. So we would like to have that in writing from you where you say that.
Well, you'll just get our standard, whatever our standard letters are.
Yeah, but
well, that's under the circumstances, that's not particularly wise for the state or for us or for the court to have a concealment of the analysis and due diligence and an inquiry reasonable committed by the ODC allegedly to protect the public against this kind of...
Well, that's our policy. You can take that up with my boss. I don't make the policy.
And who is your boss?
A board of 18 members appointed by the Supreme Court. If you don't like our policy, take it up with them.
Okay, and who would you say...
Who is your boss?
Who would you like us to contact? Who is your boss?
We have 18 board members that are our boss. We have a board, the disciplinary board of the Supreme Court of Hawaii, appointed by the Supreme Court.
And did they all
and
see this?
My boss is Rick Patel, who they hired. But ultimately, the board is responsible for our policies and procedures.
Spell the name. So. Rick Patel. Can you spell the name? Or can you spell Mr. Patel's last name?
P-L-A-T-E-L.
P-A-L-T-E-L.
No, I thought it was
Patel. P-L-A-T-E-L.
Okay. And do you have any... I know that there's supposed to be a number of consumer advocates on the board. Are you aware of how many there are and what their names are?
The board members are on our website, odchawaii.com.
And are there consumer lay persons?
I don't know. I don't know who's on the board.
Okay. And are you aware of how many are supposed to be representing consumers on that board?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And who would we discuss that question with?
Well, as I said, the ODC Hawaii website has the board members list. I was told, and I think I looked at it recently.
Okay. Well, we'll check.
Find it on there.
Yeah. All right. We'll check that out, and we'll see if we can identify who it is, because I would like to send a notice to the consumer board also, because it appears that there's a conflict of interest in simply Mr. Sola being a board member or a bar member, and that the issue of analysis that's being conducted by fellow bar members represents potentially a conflict of interest right there. We're obviously distraught, disturbed. We've lost possession of the property by the alleged negligence that we're bringing, and that I think that it's really behooves the ODC to do its due diligence in this regard. We're going to follow it through with whoever it is that's necessary to achieve justice in this matter.
All righty. Oh, yeah. So we've got if you looked on our website, About Us tab on the left side, Disciplinary Board, and it lists the... I assume they're 18 members. They're not numbered, but they look like about 18. So you can find all their names there.
All right. And
as
I'll...
well as our director and our assistant director are both on that website. I just checked.
Okay. And if you're able to, in the writing of the letter that you're going to be sending to us, put as much express determinations as you can, that would be greatly appreciated for every other individual conducting investigations into organized crime and racketeering ongoing by officers of the courts and lawyers in this state. It would be greatly appropriate and appreciated under the circumstances.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you both.
Bye-bye.